Welcome to the second podcast of a series of podcasts for the module TXN202C. My name is Cinzia Steddle. I am one of the two lecturers for this module on deceased and insolvent estates. I will be providing you with information regarding your assignments 1, 2 and 3. It is important to complete and submit your assignments mainly for two reasons. One being it is how we assess your developing knowledge of the module, and two, the assessment of your assignments count towards a year mark of 10%. It is also a learning tool for yourselves to see if you understand the content of the module and if you are able to apply your newfound knowledge when attempting the assignments. First of all, I will talk to you about Assignment 1. Assignment 1 is a compulsory assignment. You must submit Assignment 1 because it gives you admission to the exam. If you do not submit the assignment on or before the due date, you will be disqualified from obtaining exam admission. The assignment is a multiple choice type of assignment with 20 questions. You should cover study units 1 to 5 of the module before you attempt the assignment. You will find the assignment due date and the assignment instructions in Tutorial Letter 101. Read the instructions very carefully when completing Assignment 1. Remember, there can only be one right answer with multiple choice questions. Assignment 1 counts 5% of your year mark. Secondly, I will talk about Assignment 2. Assignment 2 is not a compulsory assignment. However, it does count 5% of your year mark, and therefore we urge you to submit it on or before the due date. This assignment also has 20 multiple choice questions. It covers study units 1 to 8 of the module. I would like to mention that it is very important to go through the suggested solutions to Assignment 2, which will be found in Tutorial Letter 203. This will be provided to you obviously after the due date of the assignment. In there, you will find not only the solutions to the multiple choice questions, but also an example of how the Assignment 2 question can be asked as a long written type of question, together with a solution to it. This is how you will be expected to answer a question in the exam, since there are no multiple choice questions in your exam. Thirdly, I will talk about Assignment 3. Assignment 3 is not a compulsory assignment and does not count towards your year mark. It is a self-assessment assignment consisting of a previous exam question paper. It will give you an opportunity to practice and give you an indication of whether you are sufficiently prepared for the exam. We would really encourage you to do this assignment when you feel you have covered all the work and want to start revising. A good tip here is to try to do the assignment under exam conditions and don't look at the solution till you have finished the whole paper. Don't do the yes method, which we know students love to do. Then just some general things regarding assignments. It's a good idea to keep a copy of your completed, submitted assignment for your own records, should you need to prove that you have completed and submitted it. No late assignments will be accepted or marked. No extensions will be given after the due date of the assignment, regardless of the excuse you give us. So we don't want to hear the dog ate my assignment or my car was stolen. You should have made a copy. Your assignment can be submitted via MyUNISA electronically or by normal mail manually. You can also drop it off at one of the many assignment boxes found around the country. For more detail, you can refer to Tutorial Letter 101. Or there's also a lot of information which you can find in your My Studies brochure. If you decide to submit your assignment electronically via MyUNISA, do not wait until the due date to submit it. The MyUNISA system can become overloaded at peak times and you may not be able to submit it on time if you wait till the due date. Good luck and we hope your assignments go well.